Oh, I think I've talked about shopping locally before, but I just wanted to drop another great experience out there. I'm in St Neots, my local. I just went to Fisher's Hardware, and I always go to the small places before I go to the big places, before I go to the internet. Where possible, I still buy a shed load online because I don't get out or I'm able to get into town as much as I would always like. But when I want objects like this 75mm tubular mortise latch, I like to take the broken tubular mortise latch, sealed unit, unrepairable unfortunately, into the store and do a side-by-side comparison, so I know I'm not going to have to drill a massive hole or whatever in the door to replace the thing. And I'm more than happy to pay the couple of quid it cost. Especially when the guy is friendly, helpful, knowledgeable, doesn't want me to spend more than is needed, and is actually cheaper. The shop itself is cheaper than B&Q. I couldn't help but ask him how you do it, and he says, it's a struggle. I said, did you notice a massive impact where when people shifted to shopping online? He said, to be honest, we've managed to build a community, a network around what it is we do. And I thought, that's an interesting term. You're building a network. Aren't they just customers? He says, loyal customers are more than just customers. When the market comes, he says, once a week, and people come in for the first time, you can in some ways think of them as being customers, but we like to think of them as new faces that we can hopefully build a relationship with, and that relationship is a network. And this is a guy that doesn't actually use the internet that much, and he's talking in digital terms in a way. And so the offerings that he has, these unique offerings, the physical face-to-face service that he can give, he knows that that's one of the things that has kept him going. He also says that there's a false economy around some of the larger shops out there, and that you go there just thinking this is the supermarket of hardware, so it'll be cheaper here, and it isn't. Sometimes they can price fix, he says. Well, he gets together with other small buying groups, and they all chip in together, so they can buy bulk, and then they split the stock between themselves and price up respectively onto what their customers' needs are and what their own needs are. And it's a fascinating thing to kind of get to grips with, because he did say that it's definitely a struggle as the town slowly turns into estate agents, which, to be honest, don't need a shop really, do they? And hairdressers, which kind of do. It's difficult to order your hair cut online, but again, door to door. What if Uber started doing haircuts? Oh, there's a hairdresser in my area, can you pop round? There's a business model ripe for disruption right there. What would those hairdressers be? More charity shops, perhaps, filled with the tats we buy online and we didn't necessarily need. We're just trying to fill some psychological gap in our lives. So I'm going to continue for as long as I can, but I've got a very funny feeling that when the drones arrive and the 3D printers arrive, I'll be printing this stuff. I'll be collecting it from my back garden because a robot has just dropped it off. And I kind of miss these knowledgeable community hubs, but how romantic can we get over these places? I don't know. All I know is at the moment, it's the right place for me to shop.